Yuanmeng In-Laws, written by The Leaky Pen and Westiek. Read by Opal Song as Jin Sichuan, Jiang Cheng, and Nie Huaisang.
Revolutionary Zhou as Wen Qing, Jiang Yanli, and Wen Ning.
Rose as Lan Wenxi,
Wei Wuxian, and Meng Yao.
Fandom, The Untamed, or Mo Dao Zu Shi. Rating, teen, relationships, Jiang Cheng, Wen Qing, Lan Chan, Wei Ying, and Jiang Yanli, Jin Sichuan. Also tagged for meeting the parents, Jiang Fengmian's A-plus parenting, Yu Ziyuan's A-plus parenting, alternate universe modern setting, group chat, content warning, Jing Guangshan. So much questionable parenting in this fandom. Did we accidentally A-leverage AU? Maybe so. Alternate universe, United States. Happy birthday, Wei Wuxian! Fluff. Yunming Simi... Nim 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 nim. Yunmeng sibling feels. Chosen family. Halloween. It's modern and in the US, but we're still using canon naming conventions. Chapter 1.
Wen Qing has created a group chat. Okay, so were either of you going to warn me that Yu Zizhuan and Jiang Fengmian were like that?
Oh no.
I take it you had your first family dinner? I apologize for the lapse.
Wait, Yu Zizhuan and Jiang Fengmian? What did Yuefu do?
It's mostly the lack of doing that's the problem. He just sat there. He actually tried to make, you understand how it is, eyes at me.
I thought he was just quiet.
I'm just quiet. He's...
I think the word you're looking for is avoidant.
When he's not stoking her ire himself, yes. He did help me defend Wei Ying when Madame Yu went over that line at my first family dinner.
Oh yes, he had a lot to say about Wei Wuxian, which was interesting, on account of how he wasn't even there. No offense to your husband. You know I love Ashian.
Thinking emoji. Actually, now that you mention it, Yuefu does seem surprisingly uninterested in Ali's accomplishments.
How did Zhang Chen react?
He didn't.
Silent emoji.
You know how he and Ashian go at it? Or he and most people. I thought he was going to snap his fork in half, but he didn't say anything.
How did you react? And will you need bail?
I may have given them a shovel talk. Possibly. So.
eyes emoji. You gave Yemu a shovel talk. How are you alive right now?
Gossip is forbidden, so I'm asking you directly. Please tell me exactly what you said.
She was going on about from a good family and a doctor, and if I ever hear you made her unhappy, blah, blah, blah. And Acheong is doing that thing where he looks miserable but just won't say anything.
I'm not familiar with that thing, but go on.
Oh, no. Ollie does that too. Sigh emoji.
And I am thinking, first impressions. This is not the moment. He loves his parents. Do not start a fight.
But...
I take it this resolve did not last. Dread and anticipation dot gif.
But then, Zhang Fengmian turns to me and says...
Oh no.
Ha ha, now you see where Acheong gets his temper from.
Oh shit.
That's not me, but I'm sorry.
I just
went, oh fuck. Okay, no, I'm sorry. I just, out of character, keep going.
Oh shit. To be fair, JC does have kind of a temper.
No. You misunderstand. She likes that about him. Is Lotus Pier still standing?
Jiang Cheng's temper, or lack thereof, is not the fucking point. The fucking point is why the fuck anyone would talk that way about their son, especially in front of his girlfriend, who loves him and will bury anyone who puts him down.
Hashtag relationship goals.
So, are those the exact words you said to his parents? During dinner? On your first ever meeting?
There may have been a few more fucks in real time. I don't recall.
Orson Welles applause.gif.
I am both impressed and horrified.
So, anyway, Dongzi will be fun. And I am giving you a heads up because, unlike some people, I believe in sharing intel.
This is a thing now, isn't it?
Jin Sichuan has renamed this group chat Jiang Wei Yu.
Ugh. That's the tough one.
Just, oh, this is so bad trying to do this drunk.
I believe in you. You can do it.
Why? Jin Sichuan has renamed this group chat Jiang Wei Yu In-Laws Intel Sharing Squad.
That is a very long group chat name.
If you have a better one, feel free to change it.
Lan Wanxi has renamed this group chat Wen Qing's Army.
Crying laughing emoji. You get me.
Lan Wanxi's phone buzzed again. Wei Wuxian looked over in time to catch the little expression around his eyes that usually meant someone particularly unpleasant was about to receive their comeuppance. Lan Zhen, who on earth have you been texting all night? Lan Wanxi finished typing something out on his phone and then looked up at Wei Wuxian, his face softening to fondness as it always did when he looked at his husband.
Oh.
Wen Qing just returned from being introduced to Mr. Zhang and Madame Yu, he said. Wei Wuxian winced. Oh shit, was that today? He scrambled for his own phone. Is Zhen Shang okay? He had a notification already. Group chat, best sibs.
somebody else be him.
We have no Jungchung.
Somebody else.
Oh no. Okay, I'll be Jungchung. I'm going to marry her.
A hashtag relationship goals.
Perhaps that needs a preface of Jungchung. Yeah. I'm going to marry her.
Yeah. Jungchung, I'm going to marry her. Chapter 2. Group chat. Wen Qing's army. Okay, so, barring patricide...
Excellent opening. Bodes well for the rest of that sentence.
Blank face emoji.
How do I stop my dad from, A, being shitty to my little brother, and B, being creepy to literally every female friend Ali and I bring around?
How committed are you to the no patricide thing?
Sorry. Oh, he so deserves to die. Well, for one thing, the immediate family are always the first suspects. And I have very little faith in my ability to commit the perfect crime.
Let me talk to Yunli. Between the two of us, we could figure out a way to make it look like natural causes.
Did something in particular prompt this question? Or is this just about Jin Guangshan's general way of being?
Wen Qing, please don't implicate my wife in murder. Embarrassed emoji. Lan Wangji, thank you. Yes, this is about a specific occurrence. You know the Jin Foundation gala last weekend?
I'm familiar. I believe uncle and brother attended.
For the record, I'm insulted you think either of us would be sloppy enough to get caught.
True.
Truth.
So true. Oh. I'm choosing to ignore that. Terrifying. Anyway, so yes, Ayao handled basically all of the organization, as usual. And since it was for the children's arts program, Ali and I invited some of the ladies from her dance company. But then my dad just...
claimed all the credit, insulted Meng Yao in front of someone important, and totally leched on your friends?
Blank-faced emoji. That.
Shocked. I'm shocked, Bogart.gif.
I mean... Step one, stop inviting female friends around when he'll be there.
Oh my god, preach.
But I'm sure we can come up with something more comprehensive.
Are you familiar with the missing stare social fallacy?
It him.
I don't think so.
It's a phenomenon wherein a toxic person in a social group is such a known entity that everyone adjusts for them unthinkingly. To solve the problem, you must first call attention to the missing stare.
Public shaming?
If Jin Guangshan had shame, I would have suggested blackmail. But public something? Yes.
You two are way too enthusiastic about doing crimes. Distressed emoji.
I've been reliably informed it is a duty that comes with, quote-unquote, be gay. And I've been remiss.
And people wonder why you get along with Wei Wuxian.
People used to wonder that. No one who's seen them together lightly wonders that. Ugh, emoji. Rolling eyes emoji. But, so you want to let him embarrass himself so publicly it can't be ignored?
Let. Make. Something. Preferably without embarrassing you or Yanli or Meng Yao, obviously.
It may behoove us to loop Meng Yao in. My impression of your father is that he can be manipulated into an ill-advised course of action if it is presented to him in a suitably attractive way.
Oh god, this really is an army.
I mean, yes.
Wenqing has added Meng Yao to the group. Wenqing has added Jiang Yanli to the group. Oh, we need a Meng Yao and a Jiang Yanli now. It's gonna get confusing.
It's all right. Okay, I'll be Meng Yao, I guess. Okay, Meng Yao. Wenqing's army. What? Okay, what are you getting me into?
Yeah. Ooh, is this the secret in-laws group? Smiling emoji. Shh, emoji. Not so secret if you know about it, Zixuan. But now it's the let's go deal with Jin Guangshan group.
When you say deal with...
No murder!
Are you sure, sweetie? I think between Qing'er and me, we could come up with something that would seem like natural causes.
I am surrounded by vicious and capable women.
Question mark, question mark, question mark? I said the same thing as you earlier, Yanli. Sparkling heart emoji.
Kinda unnerved at the speed at which the people in my life are turning to crime, but okay. This might as well happen, .gif. Obviously, I love and support you no matter what you do, Ali. Purple heart.
Smiling face with hearts emoji.
I'm still not 100% sure I understand what's going on. Why does father need dealing with, and how does that make us an army?
We just think it's high time that he be held accountable for his many, many offenses against his family, our community, and humanity as a whole.
The Jin Foundation would be better served in the hands less prone to wander.
I'm not saying I'm on board, but I'm listening.
So, here's what I'm thinking.
Jiang Cheng boggled at Jin Guangshan's floundering in an ornamental koi pond, a red mark across his face from where he'd been slapped, yelling about how he didn't give a shit about ecological conservation, and as the chair of the Jin Foundation, he would put this place under in a heartbeat, all while the TV cameras were still rolling. That's not quite correct, Father. Cut in his peacock of a brother-in-law. And where had he come from? I think you'll find that after the latest Foundation board meeting, you have been relieved of that position. What? Spluttered Jin Guangshan, fighting against the drag of his very expensive, very traditional, and now very wet tong suit to rise to his feet.
It seems the board was made aware of some mismanagement of funds that could have threatened their non-profit status.
Jiang Cheng's brother-in-law? Step-brother-in-law? Half-brother-in-law? Meng Yao said, stepping up to stand next to Jin Zixuan. His usual pleasant smile was fixed on his face, dimples and all, but there was something particularly satisfied in the curl of his mouth.
Something to do with payments intended to ensure the silence of certain women.
Jiang Cheng's fiancée reached out her left hand, palm up, and his other brother-in-law in defiance of everything Jung Chung thought he knew about the man, slapped it with his own, eyes still fixed on the debacle unfolding in front of them. The sound Wei Wuxian made was on the higher end of human hearing.
Lajun!
He demanded.
Did you just give Wen Qing 5?
Wen Qing had been weirdly insistent about this double date to the Orchid Festival. They didn't go out with Wei Wuxian and Lan Wangji that often, and he hadn't even realized she liked flowers all that much. When they'd arrived, Jiang Cheng had met Wei Wuxian's cheerful but equally perplexed gaze, shared a shrug, and entered the decorated grounds of the botanical garden on their respective partners' arms. Now, he looked across the gravel path of the botanical garden's orchard. Orchid section. Very different than an orchard section.
They look the same.
Basically, yes.
There's only two letters difference.
I thought you meant they look the same in, like, actual. And I was like, no, they don't, Joe.
They do.
No, they don't.
It starts and ends the same.
Listen.
No. The thing. No. The thing itself.
Joe.
Yes, I understand now. I understand.
Stop being so literal, Opal. Goddamn.
Look.
It's New Year's. Shit.
Shut up.
Go on about the orchid orchard, then.
I love it.
To where Ajia was smiling proudly and a little fiercely at her husband and his brother holding an impromptu press conference, looking completely unsurprised. This was... Oh, this must have been planned somehow. And when Qing and Lan Wangji had had something to do with it, Jiang Cheng dug into his pocket for his phone.
Yes.
Group chat. Best sibs. What just happened?
Nothing that wasn't deserved. It's so nice when family works together, isn't it? Smiling emoji.
Poor Jiang Cheng.
Oh.
He's so left out.
Aw, Jiang Cheng. Purple grape. Chapter 3.
Group chat. Wen Qing's army. I have a request.
Go for it.
Wei Ying's birthday is soon. I have never thrown a party, much less a surprise party. But Wei Ying will not ask for a party himself. Help me, Obi-Wan.gif.
Why, Lan Wangji, did you just use a cultural reference from after the invention of color film? This is your most desperate hour.
It's still a classic, but yes.
I understood that reference, .gif. And yay! Partying emoji, present emoji, cake emoji.
Okay, so, guest list. Obviously his siblings.
Obviously not Yue Fu and Yue Mu.
Obviously. You two, the Jangs, Wen Ning, Nie Husong, and Lu Qingyang? Lu Qingyang.
This
oh
really
my god, you've got my brother and my son in the background going, what are you speaking? What are you speaking? Is it Spanish? What are you saying right now? David.
It's Mandarin.
Stop being involved. I love you. It's making it... No, go away. You're making it more complicated than it needs to be on several beers and a couple of glasses of wine. Oh
Okay.
This is the, like, you did choose to be Lan Wangji.
I didn't want to take Zhou's Wen Qing away from her, and I didn't want to be a peacock. I am not about the peacock lifestyle here. There are no dots on my forehead. I am very much not a top, so me being Lan Wangji is just terrible in general. All of this is staying in.
It will, yes.
I know. Probably. I just want you all to know the reasoning behind my, you know, terrible pronunciation. Okay, so let's go through this one more time.
You can, like, stop, and we can tell you how it's pronounced, and then you can read it, and then we can do it with the magic of editing, just to, like, push it all together.
Except for I know that Opal Sun won't.
Literally leave this whole chunk in.
Exactly! I literally know that Opal Sun will not delete any of this. So, I'm gonna pause here, and you're gonna tell me how to say it.
Okay, which one do you need help with? Because I'm fairly certain.
All of them.
You got Luo Qingyang. Okay. and the next word is in English.
Yeah, so no, like... I got brother. I got...
Okay.
I got Nie... you two, brother, and would make 12.
Okay, so... The next one is Nie Ming Chui.
Okay, Nie Ming Chui.
And Meng Yao.
Meng Yao, which I knew that one. Okay, so I'm going to butcher.
No. Just go, would make 12 and we'll move on.
Would make 12 and we'll move on. You're welcome for that one. I'm just saying.
Oh. Don't. Just go. Just go.
Oh, it's my turn.
Okay. Friendship band.
That's a good number. I assume you don't want too big.
Lucky for you, I actually do have some experience with planning surprise parties. Pleased emoji. The two main components are a good venue for the real event and a believable distraction for the rest of the day. Because it has to be believable, you're not actually going to pretend that you've forgotten Wei Ying's birthday on the day of.
I would not want to hurt Wei Ying like that, even as a ruse.
Eye roll emoji. My point exactly.
Please, Zixuan.
Oh, Happy New Year! Oh,
Happy New
Happy
Year!
Happy New Year! Hashtag Jumanji!
Where are we? What's going on? Okay.
I have no idea, but I do know that it was my line.
It wouldn't surprise me if it was in the middle of my line.
I think it was in the middle of my line.
I think okay, we all sorry. Got distracted.
I was attempting to pronounce Zixuan.
Ah, yes, that.
Do you want to do the one before that, the my point exactly?
I mean, do you think it really matters?
No, you're absolutely right. I'll just carry on.
Like, thank you for being so worried about the quality of this podcast.
Again, but like... I cannot. The ability to care less is not in my body.
We've tried. It'll get better eventually.
Please, Zixuan, as if you aren't exactly the same over Yanli.
Oh, Zixuan was drinking some water.
Zixuan needs to drink some more water, also some more alcohol, probably.
No, no more alcohol.
Always more alcohol, it's only 12.
Not the point. Anyway, I'm thinking you can get away with a small gift-giving when you first wake up. When he first wakes up, I mean. Okay... Drunk
it's a squinty
brain.
Eyes emoji? Like a hee-hee, but not quite a hee-hee.
I can look to Emojipedia real quick.
No, don't. Okay. Joe, you are putting way too much effort into
this. I can't help it.
Excited emoji! After that, you can foist him off on Wen Qing for the day while you and I head to whatever venue you choose to get it set up. Any thoughts on where to host?
I was hoping to impose upon you and your wife, if that was not too much to ask.
Not at all. If I know Ali, she'll want to cook all his favorites for him anyway.
Ah, those three in their soup.
Zhang Yanli has shown me herself how to make the soup. Yet my own efforts never rank higher than almost as good as Judge's.
I am, of course, duty-bound to confirm that no one's soup is as good as Ali's.
Fuck you, Peacock.
He's wife guy, okay?
Yeah, I know, but fuck him anyway.
I mean, Yanli will.
And she will, and everyone will hate him for it. Okay, this is just his life. He's just a second, like, fucking deal with it, and he'll love it, whatever.
Go for it. Okay. That was a judgy silence.
No, that was a Joe was replying to a text silence. Sorry.
The boys tried to put that in your wedding vows after the whole soup debacle, didn't they?
Maybe. Anyway, yes, Ali says we'd love to host, and she thinks this is a very sweet idea.
Thank you both. What should I tell Wei Ying about why I'm leaving him on his birthday?
You're leaving me. That's how Wei Wuxian will react.
It's he will be very depressed. Yeah, no, it's going to be tragic. Poor freaking Lam Wuxi. Damn.
Oh. That you have work to do, which, incidentally, is going to be true. Because you're coming over as soon as you say goodbye to him to help get our place party ready.
I knew I could count on you. What the fuck is this emoji?
It's like a bowing.
It's a bowing emoji. Yeah.
Bowing fucking emoji.
Surprise! Surprise!
Happy birthday!
Jiang Yanli knew from experience that the first seconds were crucial in catching Wei Wuxian's true reaction to any new event. Thus, she had the distinct pleasure of seeing his mouth fall open, eyes widening as he took in the decorations, a mix of birthday and Halloween-themed banners and streamers, the table laden with food, all of Axian's favorites, prepared with the help of her sous chefs, Zixuan and Lan Wangji, and, most importantly, the people, all of Axian's dearest humans in one place, gathered in her, admittedly ostentatiously large, living room.
Wow, you guys!
Wei Wuxian croaked, plastering a smile to his face that did not hide how brightly his eyes shone with the overhead lights.
You really went all out, huh?
Lan Wangji moved out of the crowd to join Wen Qing and Axian at the entrance to the living room.
You did not think that we would forget to mark your birthday, did you?
Wei Wuxian's face screwed up in a way it did when he was trying very hard not to cry on people.
Well, I knew you didn't, Lan Shan.
He managed.
I just didn't expect.
Okay, we didn't come here to watch Wei Wuxian cry.
Lies.
I mean...
Yeah, we did, though.
Yeah.
Jiang Cheng growled out, steadfastly ignoring the wetness at the corners of his own eyes.
Jia Jia made food. Everyone go find a seat.
The subsequent rush to the table at the dining room end of the large common area that took up most of Jiang Yanli and Jin Zixuan's apartment was enough to gratify any chef. There was some good-natured jostling as everyone sorted themselves into their preferred seating arrangement and started to pass around serving dishes. Wei Wuxian and Jiang Cheng, as usual, seemed determined to compete for who could compliment her cooking the loudest, and Jiang Yanli caught knowing smiles being exchanged between her husband, Lan Wangji, and Wen Qing. Everyone chatted amiably as they ate, even the Lan brothers, and Jiang Yanli squeezed Zixuan's hand under the table as he took in the warm, lively atmosphere around her table. It was so different from the tense dinners she and her brothers had grown up with, and she was proud to be able to create a space where they could have this with the people they all loved best. She imagined future occasions around tables like this, maybe with little ones of their own one day, one big family, bursting with life and love. When, after dinner, Zixuan pointed out the stacks of paper bags, tea lights, and craft supplies on the low table in the living room, it was hard to tell who was more excited, Wei Wuxian or Nie Huaisong.
Aw, hell yes!
Wei Wuxian crowed as he started sketching outlines on what looked like several bags at once.
Kinda spooky our windows up. Lanzhan, I know you're going to want to leave the candles burning in the kitchen windows all night, but these are gonna be awesome.
I have already purchased electric tea lights.
Lan Wangji informed his husband, the corner of his mouth tilted up minutely. Wei Wuxian made a high-pitched noise, not unlike air forcibly escaping a balloon.
You really think of everything, don't you, Lanzhan?
He said fondly, once he recovered his composure. Lan Zixian and Wan Ning insisted on clearing the dinner table for her, so Jiang Yanli directed everyone to the mulled wine and cider that had been warming on the stove, and then allowed herself a small break from playing host to join the others at the craft table. Wen Qing toasted her wordlessly with her mug as she sat down onto a free cushion, and Jiang Yanli grinned back as she grabbed a stencil from the pile in the center of the table. Joy bubbled up as it struck her again. Their home made people feel comfortable. She could see Wen Ning and Lan Zixian talking quietly as they ferried dishes. She could see Wen Ning and Lan Zixian talking quietly as they ferried dishes into the kitchen, while the rest of her friends and family were gathered around the table or on couches, talking, drinking, making lanterns, at home in a space that she had created. Wei Wuxian and Lan Wangji were leaned against each other, Lan Wangji folding his bag and making tiny, precise cuts, while Ashian waved around what was thankfully a hole punch and not a pair of scissors as he described his artistic vision. Mian Mian and Nie Mingxue were sitting on the couch behind Jiang Yanli and had pulled Aqiang into what sounded like a very intense discussion about triathlon training. Meng Yao sat on a cushion between Nie Huaisong and Wen Ning, engrossed in tracing a spiderweb design onto his lantern. Zixuan sat on Nie Huaisong's other side and refused to let Jiang Yanli see what he was doing when she tried to peek. Lan Zixian and Wen Ning wandered in from the kitchen with their own steaming mugs as well as one. This is so much text, you guys.
Oh, no.
I was unprepared.
It is a lot, yeah.
All right.
Wow, yeah.
I'm going at it again.
Keep going. Keep going.
We believe.
You can do it.
Lan Zixian and Wen Ning wandered in from the kitchen with their own steaming mugs, as well as one each for Lan Wangji and Wei Wuxian. Lan Wangji nodded his thanks, and Wei Wuxian tugged Wen Ning down by pant leg before shoving a bag and some scissors towards her. Jiang Yanli took them all in, and the joy and love in her felt so immense that she had to remind herself to breathe. After a while, Zixuan proudly presented a lantern featuring a lotus carefully rendered in punched-out holes for her approval, before abandoning the craft area to fire up Mario Kart and challenge Meng Yao to a race. Nie Mingxue and Mian Mian also called dibs on controllers, and soon the sounds of cartoon engines and victory music joined the pleasant chatter of the room. Their row of completed lanterns was soon joined by several more from the remaining crafters, spooky and cute, simple and complex, all cheerfully glowing out into the dark from the large picture window of her living room.
I'm just gonna
how much more is this
interrupt to say that Zixuan is in no way winning those Mario
No, not absolutely at all. Not.
just saying.
Oh my god, I'm like sweating.
You're doing so well. Just keep going.
No one should have it's to edit amazing. This shit. Okay, anyway.
I'm editing it. And here's the thing. I'm going to edit it, and then you're going to listen to it, and you're going to be like, wow, it sounds so okay.
Yeah, but you're going to be like, oh, God, just started that sentence over again for the fifth time. Why? Because that's exactly what I think when I edit my shit.
Nah, it'll go fast.
All right. Good luck, then. The noise of various activities was loud enough that Jiang Yanli almost didn't hear the music chimes of their apartment doorbell. Nie Huaisong lifted their head from their fourth lantern, eyebrows raised. Oh, do we have a Nie Huaisong? We don't.
I'll do Huaisong.
Okay.
Were you expecting anyone else, Jiang Jie?
She pointed to the bowl of candy and small toys on the table by the door. I expect they'll be here for those.
Trick-or-treaters!
Wei Wuxian shouted, hopping up and bouncing across the room before sliding to a stop by the front door.
Let's see what tiny terrors we have tonight.
He threw the door open in a dramatic gesture. From her seat, Jiang Yanli could see past him into the hallway outside and to the child in a full-body dinosaur skeleton costume, skull mask and all. Her brother made a high-pitched sound that reminded her of when he'd first been learning the flute.
And who might you be?
He asked gleefully.
Roar!
Oh my god, so adorable.
Roared the child.
Trick or treat!
You are definitely a treat. Look at you!
He held the bowl out so the tiny T-Rex could take their pick of the treats. A few more trick-or-treaters rang throughout the evening, and each was greeted with the same enthusiasm, though none, according to Wei Wuxian, surpassed the dinosaur skeleton in perfect spooky cuteness. Or do you want to do perfect spooky cuteness?
No, you're good. I'm fine.
Okay.
I was having feelings. No, bored.
Eventually, once the lantern-making petered down, Jiang Yanli met Lan Wangji's gaze over Wei Wuxian's head and, at his nod, rose to get the cake out of the fridge. She tapped Zixuan on the shoulder as he Fuck. I also swear a lot when I'm recording.
Look, I think you are overestimating how many of these I'm going to take out, Joe.
No, I mean, legit.
We also swear a lot, just FYI.
I just always sound very angry at myself when I do. This is why I don't have fun bloopers. I have no fun bloopers because I'm just like, fucking shit. This fucking guy, like, it's not.
You see that? Like, that's not a
angry.
Fun blooper. Like,
it's just angry. No, nobody wants to listen to me be angry.
I curse significantly when I have bloopers, and people seem to enjoy them, apparently.
Supercut of all the times Joe swore.
Well, actually, that could be fun. No context, no like flub
yeah.
before,
yeah,
just like
that.
A
just,
constant
just
stream
of
fuck.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like do you want a new ringtone that is absolutely not work appropriate? Yes.
Like outside of work hours, these are my. This is my ringtone. It's like, fuck, shit, damn, god, fuck, what?
She tapped Zixuan on the shoulder as she passed, and he paused the Mario Kart race and dimmed the living room lights.
Oh no.
Wei Wuxian began to protest.
Oh no, you don't. This has already been pretty much the perfect evening. I can't take any more.
You can.
I bet he says it to that to him a lot.
Like, all the time. Like, literally all the time.
Wei Wuxian is like, I can't take it, Lan Chan! It's too big!
Yeah, no, take it though, bitch.
You can.
Lan Wangji insisted in his quietly sure voice.
Everyone here was promised cake and a chance to sing to you.
Oh, well, we can't let everyone down.
He laughed.
Go ahead, then.
Jiang Cheng made his regular joke about Wei Wuxian enjoying being older while it lasted, as Jiang Yanli set the cake down on the low table. The lights from the candles cast a warm glow on Asian's face, and his eyes shimmered as everyone took up the familiar tune. It seemed as though every single person chose a different verse to sing in Mandarin or English, turning the whole song into a merry cacophony. The final notes resolved into laughter, and Lan Wangji leaned in to give the birthday boy a kiss on the cheek as he blew out the candles. Did you make a wish? Wen Ning asked.
I've got everything I could wish for right here.
Wei Wuxian exclaimed, wiping away tears. Jiang Cheng rolled his eyes and called him a sap as he began to cut the cake. Zhang Yanli was very grateful to Acheng for keeping the process of serving out the cake relatively orderly amid the crush of people. She caught Nie Huaisong taking advantage of the distraction the cake provided to press a gift wrap package into Axian's hands.
"You can open it later. No need to make a big deal,"
they murmured.
"Happy birthday, Wei Wuxian."
Cake was eaten. More wine and cider were drunk. Mian Mian was declared the Mario Kart champion after a few more rounds, and eventually the guests began collecting their lanterns and presents, in the case of Wei Wuxian, and heading out. Both Lans seemed to be listening a little bit as they made their way to the exit. Wei Wuxian stood by the door, supporting Lan Wangji with an arm around his waist as he thanked each of the guests for coming. He let go of his husband once to give Jiang Chong a quick, fierce hug.
"Thank you for hosting, Yixuan, Yanli Jie,"
said Lan Wangji once he and Wei Wuxian were the only guests remaining. He gave her a little bow before holding his arms out to receive a hug. She gave him a squeeze and turned to her brother. "Did Xian Xian have a nice surprise?" she asked. Axian's face crinkled into his biggest, brightest smile, and he scrunched down to fold himself into a hug under her chin.
"Xian Xian had the best surprise ever." "Wei Wuxian has created a group chat, Best Sibs Plus Plus. An immense amount of emojis, some shy emojis, some weird emoji, plus a whole shitload of hearts. Lan Xian said you helped make yesterday happen. So thank you. Even you, Peacock. Nobody say anything else nice or I will literally die."
"Surprise, asshole. People actually love you."
"What did I just say? Do you want to die, Acheng? More to the point, do you want me to die?"
"Then perish.jpg.
Wei Ying, do not die."
"No one will die. Axian, we love you very much." Hearts emoji. Hearts emoji.
"You're welcome. I'm glad to be part of this family, and I'm happy we could make your birthday special."
"What did I say? I'd kick you back out if it would make Gigi cry."
"Lucky we let you in the first place."
"Boys. Happy birthday, you dramatic disaster."
"You can stay. You don't even have to marry Zhang Chen."
"Oh, no. I'm gonna." Smirking emoji.
"I take it back. You're the worst brother ever, and I can't stand you."
"No take backs. You love me." Hold on, I gotta get serious for this next part. Goddamn. It's what happens when you, play it, mm-hmm. Romantic couple shit. We do. Mansion, heart emoji, shocked face, dead emoji. The end.
The end.
The end.
In the stream of cheese, they still think of the cause.
Happy fucking New Year's, bitches.
Happy New Year! new year, and we hope that you enjoyed this podfic. If you did, feel free to leave us feedback. If you really want to, you can find this podfic under any of our usernames on AO3.
Fuck. Fuck. Fuck.